have you done, Henry? Have you gone insane, man? You're losing control.
I am not losing control. I am seizing it.
But this is murder.
No, preacher. This is progress. Cast off the shackles of your old world, yes? Isn't that a line from one of your famous broadcasts?
But it was meant to reassure people, to give them hope, not to insinuate their imminent slaughter.
You're treading a very fine line right now. Make up your mind. Are you in or out? You can't have both.
If we must evacuate, then we should pool our resources. Get as many people onto the biodomes as possible. The answer is not martial law. No one needs to be left behind. No one needs to be brutally murdered.
How could I expect you to understand? Pathetic human. Selection itself is as old as the dawn of time. There has to be a burning of the wheat in order for the new crops to grow. Sounds like something out of one of your speeches, doesn't it? When I became a Mecha, I left an aging, infallible version of myself behind in order to become something more. To become something true. Our agreement with the alien species is simply that. The next link in the chain.
Agreement? An agreement was made? With whom? And why weren't we consulted?
This is precisely the problem. Privilege. It embodies everything that's wrong with the people of this planet, and like a virus, it needs to be contained.
What the hell have you agreed to, Henry? Did the Universal Council sanction an agreement
with... Just stop talking for once in your life and listen, preacher. Quiet. Listen. You make me so angry. Everyone makes me so angry. I will tear it all down. I will tear all of Tear City down.
Henry, for God's sakes, man, calm down. Please, please, be calm. I'm sorry. I can do much better. I can serve you much, much better. Just tell me what you want from me, I'm at your service.
Your ability to shift perspective in these confusing times is appreciated, preacher. I suggest that you use it more often. The selection has already been made. We have chosen who will die. Including those sinful Mecha who dare question our authority while hiding in the sub-levels. And the so-called Rare Earth Rebellion. Those most ungrateful of humans with their old-fashioned beliefs. They have all been selected to die. Along with the citizens of Tear City. And along with this Earth. Ask yourself, preacher. Are you worthy of being saved? What have you done in your past for which you must seek forgiveness? Whose side are you really on?
Forgive me, sir. Please accept my most humble apologies for my hastiness. My savior.
I am not your savior. Watch, preacher, as a new dawn begins, and he is born unto our earth. His creatures will infest the planet. The biomass will cover every living thing and consume all life as we know it. Nothing will stop him. This is the will of our new God. Insignia Life have sold the world. The age of Caldera is now. The biodomes evacuate within the hour. Be on them or die.
Coexistence, episode 12. God forgive us.
The infection has rapidly escalated. It has now spread throughout his entire system. He's covered in an organic biomass. I'm more convinced now that he's come into contact with a viral infection. The hardening of the skin could be his body reacting to the virus, or a symptom of the viral attack itself. The increase in temperature on the lower levels might also be speeding up the process. I will now attempt to cut away the encrusted skin. The biomass has responded to my incision. It has grown back, thicker, fast as well. It's now encasing him entirely, like a cocoon. The skin hardening could be symptomatic of a metamorphosis. Perhaps inside, he's in stasis, changing. This is fascinating. I'll continue to monitor his vitals.
Centuries of silent slumber. Yes, I am awake. I am alive. I have traveled across the cosmos to inhabit this body, to exist in this space and time, on this earth. My people have been watching you for centuries, waiting for our call to be answered. We were once a great civilization, much stronger than the will of this man, but our greatness was envied by cultures that became our enemies. We fought many battles to reach this point in time, and we proved ourselves worthy. Not a fragile and helpless species like mankind. We found a way to avoid the annihilation of our species and to spare ourselves from becoming dust in space. You seem scared, but there's nothing to be afraid of. This course is entirely natural. It is your evolution. And so, we are here, ready to live, as we inhabit the vacant shells of your people, one body at a time. We have an agreement. To take your planet as our own. But we will also take your minds, take your hearts, and take your souls. And as we become you, you will surrender to us. We are your new God. My servants on Earth have given me a name. They call me Caldera.
Caldera. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Listen to me, honey. It's me. Dad. I can help you. I can fix everything, undo all of this. Make it go away. I can see you want that in your eyes. That's what you want, isn't it? My God, the biomass. You're covered in it. Let me take you to the medic. She's looking after Blake. She can help the both of you. No. Get back. But don't make me shoot you, Jess. Please don't! My love,
Activex 5 are closing in. Take us up and out, Rachel.
Up and out.
You're 10 feet off the ground. Up, Rachel, up. Not forward.
Okay. I got this.
Proximity alert. Approaching vertical landmass.
Rachel, that's a mountain.
Direct contact with vertical landmass in 5 seconds. 4.
Up and out.
3.
Up. And out. Woo! Woo! Oh, I love this thing!
Can't follow us any further. The creatures are burning up in the Earth's atmosphere.
I didn't mean to go this high.
Approaching thermosphere. Loss of gravity in 3, 2, 1. Artificial gravity activated.
Are we?
The point of no return.
Hey, Professor.
General Addison, it's good to hear from you.
Welcome to the Common Line. The fleet are awaiting your orders.
I think I know him. He's a chem.
Whatever is a chem, Rachel? General Addison is head of the Mecha fleet.
Everyone is accounted for. 80 ships, 4,000 souls.
Good work, Addison.
We've been monitoring Hunter's signal as instructed. He left Earth. Passed right by us. He's on a course for... Insignia 12.
Yes. I thought as much.
Insignia 12.
An orbital laboratory that you have more in common with than you know.
Mom?
I'm afraid so.
Where she died?
Yes, Rachel.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
My children, it is with a heavy, heavy heart that I tell you now that this will be the last time that I will speak with you. Sadly, the time has come for my final broadcast. I can now tell you something that I believed I would never, ever admit. But circumstances have changed, for better or for worse. I have lied to you, my children. And for that, I am truly, truly sorry. The temptation of the biodomes have, I am sure, become a reoccurring dream for all of us over these past few fragile months. But the domes are merely an illusion. They were never meant for you. They were created for a much, much higher purpose. The domes are mankind's savior. They are the ark that will ride out the great flood that is upon us. Hallelujah. Your time has come. Turn to your loved ones, to your partner, to your family, to your children, and look them in the eye with all the love that you have in your heart, and let them know that they are so, so very special. God has chosen them to represent the last of our species on this earth. Praise the Lord. What a glorious, glorious privilege to be so blessed. Oh, oh, to be one of you. So I ask you now, not to mourn the end of your life, but to rise up and be jubilant in celebrating the beginning of our new world. Stand proud in knowing that humanity will prevail, that life will continue on a brand new journey into the far-off depths of our unknown universe because of your heroic and unselfish sacrifice. God bless you all. And with this final broadcast, I say to you, look to the skies, cast your gaze to the heavens, and with your prayers and God's blessing, send the last of our kind on their way to the next chapter of human evolution. Mankind endures. Hallelujah! God bless you, my children. And may peace be with you in your final silent slumber. Amen.
Emergency network. 0024 5. Initiating undock sequence 2-18-91-14-7.
The emergency three, scramble code.
Tethers of 3. Domes
They've
are online. Unlock mode enter.
They've actually done it.
Alpha, Foxtrot.
Got to leave Earth.
Minor, Kilo, Alpha, Alpha. Enable switch down and lock. Co-op enabled. On my mark. 3, 2, 1. Mark. Payload away.
Thank you. every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.